This is the Monday Morning Zine. Good morning. I'm Jeff Pope. The Manka School District has had success recently in keeping graduation rates and academic scores above the state average. Joining me on the Zine this morning is Superintendent Brian Hansen of the Manka School District, and we're going to discuss the school's successes in the classroom and the challenges for the district as the district faces its future. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. Congratulations, first of all. The Manka School District has been performing well, and that's been in the news. Was this expected? Did you know that this? Were you able to look inside the tests ahead of time and expect that you guys were on track to do the good work you've done?
I think we were. You know, our teachers do a real good job of keeping track of where their kids are at and how they're performing. You know, graduation rate is going to fluctuate a little bit each year given the small size that we have, 24, 25 students per graduating class. If you have one or two students that come in or go out, that can change the graduation rate. But, overall, we're pleased with what we're doing. We have room for improvement. We know where we need to improve, and our staff is working hard to do that.
In a moment, we'll come back and talk about some of that, but I'm going to go back in time a little bit, specifically with your tenure, because that's, I think, what you can think about. And how long have you been with the district?
This is just my sixth year.
Okay. And when you started, what were your goals? What were the goals of the district and the board of directors that you were tasked to do? And bring us up to speed as to where you are today in achieving those and what you guys have set out for goals in the future.
Well, I think when I came back to Mancos as a teacher, I did teach in Mancos before and left for a few years and then came back. And when I came back, it seemed like there was a little bit of some mistrust between the community and the school, mistrust between administration, specifically in the school. And so I think goal one was to try to get that trust back. After that, it's just been student achievement. It's just been focusing on providing students what they need for them to be successful. We have a lot of options for kids. If a student has a particular passion, we can hook them up at Southwest Community School, Community College. It'll always be the VOTEC to me. Always, sorry.
Right.
We can send kiddos to Fort Lewis College for concurrent enrollment. We have several online options for students that they can take. So it's just, sometimes it's just finding that niche for a student and providing services to meet that need for them. But also, we're blessed in Mancos. We have supportive community. We have supportive parents. We have active parents. We have a phenomenal teaching staff, and it's just a matter of doing what needs to be done for kids.
If you've just tuned in, this is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope here with Brian Hansen. He's the superintendent of the Manka School District. Manka School District has recently been recognized as achieving academic scores above the state average and keeping its graduation rate high as well. Brian, when you think about Mancos, we would consider it a small school in the state of Colorado, right?
Correct.
And certainly on the national stage, it's a very, very small school. What are the advantages of not only running a small school district from that perspective, but then on the flip side, the advantages for a student?
Well, I think the advantages for a student is that you are in a system where every teacher knows you. We have high school teachers that know elementary kids. We have elementary teachers that know high school kids and interact with them on a daily basis. So for a student in a system that's small in number, you're not going to get lost. You're not going to fall through the cracks, so to speak. Everybody knows you and is aware of where you're at and is aware of your needs and is working to address your needs as a learner.
And is that more and more important or not? I don't want to make this a loaded question, but the world has changed a lot in the last 5 years, and certainly in the last 20 years with technology and mobile mobile communication and students plugging in at different levels, different places, and distraction and temptation to just not be at school or not be present. Do you think that is does that present certain challenges for you guys as a small school district, or are you better positioned to deal with maybe the modernizing student? Gotcha. Look at your face.
Yeah, you got me. You know, no, that's not something that has been an issue for us. I think the challenge is for schools, and we're no different, is to use that 21st century technology as we deliver services to our kids. How do we tap into that? You know, like all schools, we struggle with technology. We struggle with bandwidth and those kind of things to be able to do some of the things we want to do. We also struggle financially to be able to provide the hardware that's needed to do some of these things that we want to do with kids and technology.
So is it sort of like a balance then? So if you were a really big school district, you might have, or if we were in a state that funded education at a different sort of level, you might have a lot more technology, might have more resources, but there might be more of a disconnection with kids there. In other words, more kids might be getting lost. Like you're saying, in a small school, they don't get lost very well.
Correct.
And so these things are a trade-off.
They're a trade-off. Of course, in larger districts, they have more resources. In our small district, you wear a lot of hats as far as what you do on a daily basis. You know, over the last, just for myself, an example, last year and this year, I found myself teaching math. I had to pick up a math class and enjoyed it, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. What was the best part about jumping back in the classroom?
Oh, just the connection with the kids.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was the highlight of my day.
Huh. If you've just joined us, this is The Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope here with Brian Hansen. He's the superintendent of the Mancos School District. Mancos School District has recently been recognized for keeping graduations and academic scores above the state average. What would you like to crow about in terms of what the district has accomplished recently? And when I say the district, the people in the district is what I mean, the students and the teachers working with kids. And then what are the challenges that you see are around the corner?
I think a couple things that we're pretty proud of. One, obviously, is our new preschool that we just completed. You know, we've been open now a year. We opened last January. We've got two full classrooms and pretty close to going to opening up a third classroom in the new building. And that was just a phenomenal thing for our district to do for our communities, to open that preschool.
What was happening before?
Before there was the Head Start, but it was limited in size and number of students that they could serve. I think they were, 16 max that they could serve, and it was only Head Start kiddos. So we have Head Start, we have preschool kiddos, and we have private pay tuition students.
All within the same school?
All within the same building.
Huh.
Brand new building. So, you know, that was a big accomplishment for us, and, you know, just commend our school board at the time for, you know, in a time when things were slowing down, the recession was full force, funding was being cut, they stepped up and said, no, we're going to do this. It's needed. And as you know, we went together with the town and had a matching grant from ATOLA and built that preschool, and it's just a great addition to the community.
Long term, how will that? How do you hope that will impact outcomes for students?
Well, long term, we know right now that the students that were coming from Head Start were performing better than the students that were having no preschool experience. Mm. So we're not hoping. We know that the more students that we get into preschool, the more they'll come into kindergarten ready for kindergarten. And our kindergarten, our preschool work very closely together in transitioning kids from preschool to kindergarten.
Okay. What else do you want to crow about or say that's been important?
We've been part of a pilot with CDE, And
that's Colorado Department of
Colorado
Education.
Colorado Department of Education. And all nine of our districts are in a BOCES. And this BOCES was part of a Colorado Legacy Foundation grant to implement some of the new reforms that are coming down from the state. One of those in particular has been Senate Bill 191, which is the way we now evaluate teachers. And through the Colorado Legacy Foundation, we were fortunate enough to secure enough money. We hired two master teachers from one from Cortez, named Jim Parr, one from Mancos, who was Kathy Epps. And they've done a phenomenal job of developing what we're calling a peer coaching, a peer mentoring process. Research has shown that I, as a principal, can go in and evaluate a teacher, and it's just an evaluation. If a peer goes in and evaluates and a peer goes in and coach, the growth that a teacher will get is phenomenal from that interaction. So we're trying to develop a system where teachers can rely on each other for professional growth and rely on each other for growing as a teacher through the evaluation process.
What kind of time period, I guess what kind of commitment are we looking at when you've got this startup of evaluating teachers and teachers evaluating each other? Is this a cultural shift so that is part of the way the district will work from now on?
We hope so.
So this is ongoing?
This is ongoing. The challenge, as always, is time. Mm. And the challenge is to finding time for teachers to do the things that we're asking them to do. It takes time for a teacher to observe someone else, be observed by somebody, and then, more importantly, have the time to sit down and dialogue about it and grow from that observation. That's our challenge. When can we fit it into their already packed day?
So what are the answers emerging, if any?
Well, for Mancos, we tried something this year. We adjusted our calendar a little bit so that we're giving every other Friday. It's not really every other Friday. We're calling it every other Friday, where we don't have students, but we have teachers on campus. And those are the days where the teachers can collaborate with each other, can look at their data, can plan lessons, can discuss how they're going to address group of students or specific student needs, and at the same time bringing in this peer coaching piece to learn from each other.
Has there been anything written up so far on the peer coaching and the grant that was funded by the Legacy Foundation that would be published so that other districts could take a look and see what the successes and challenges?
Well, as far as the other districts, the Dove Creek, Dolores, Cortez, and Mancos, we pooled our resources to hire these two people.
So these two folks, Epps and Parr, the teachers, are working in all the districts.
They're working with all four
in
districts.
In Southwest Colorado.
Yes, yes.
Montezuma County, Dolores County.
And there's a, I think it's called the MET Project, that was a national project funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that did some initial work around this peer coaching and peer evaluation. And Jim and Kathy are modeling some of the work that they're doing from that previous work. It's pretty exciting. Teachers are really buying into it. We've got several teachers in Mancos that are in the peer coaching pilot that we're doing this year and are very excited about what they're seeing. In Mancos, you know, we may have one math teacher. So when it comes time to collaborate, who are you going to collaborate with?
Right.
I'm going to sit in a room and talk to myself. So we've hooked up our one math teacher with the math teacher in Dolores or the math teachers in Cortez. So now there's a group of teachers
who are talking. It's a cohort, right?
It's a cohort, yeah. A group of teachers who are talking about math, who are talking about best practice, who are talking about what strategies are working for different groups of kids.
How do you think this would have changed your teaching years ago if you'd had that kind of support in a small district?
I think it would have been nothing but phenomenal to have colleagues to talk to about your content and to have colleagues come in and observe not just how I teach, but how I was teaching math, who knew math or history or whatever subject we're talking about. It would have been wonderful to have that.
And as a superintendent, how is this model changing the way you think about being a superintendent?
What it's done for me is it's put ownership in empowered teachers, I guess. Set the vision and let them do it and just watch them do it. And they'll do amazing things.
What are you learning from them?
I can't say I'm learning anything from them other than just reinforcing what I already knew, that they're amazing. They really are.
This is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, here with Brian Hansen, who is the superintendent of the Mancos School District, which has recently been recognized for keeping its graduation rate and academic scores above the state average. Brian, just as we leave here the interview, are there challenges or things that you're looking to on the horizon that you want the public to know about for the district as the next couple of years come up?
Challenge is always is funding. Mm. Funding from the state of Colorado has been cut every year for the last 5 years. It was cut again this year. It was cut in December. And Colorado needs to realize they need to invest in education. We can't continue to go forward with less. We can't continue to be asked to do more with less. The funding structure in the state has got to change. It has to change. Us this year in December, we lost $151 per student. Had our budget adopted, balanced, and all of a sudden December we get this message from the state saying, oh, we're taking more money back from you. So when you look around the region, you know, I think we're the lowest, 49th, I think, in the nation as far as funding for education, and yet we continue to do great things. The state just needs to step up and fund.
That's Brian Hansen. He's the superintendent for the Mancos School District. Brian, I want to thank you for being here today and for all the success that you and your colleagues have been part of in the school district. I think it's an inspiration to a lot of people around here, especially on the collaborative front as well. This has been the Morning Zine, and I'm Jeff Pope. The Zine was produced today by myself, Tom Yoder, with theme music from Brett Pasia, written and performed by Brett.